This episode is sponsored by Down to Earth Iced Teas. Our functional super teas are made from organic super herbs and adaptogens and contain no sugar, no preservatives, no food colorings, and range from only 0 to 10 calories per bottle. Our beverages are USDA organic, kosher, vegan, non-GMO, and keto and paleo friendly. Finally, bottled beverages that you can truly trust. Check out drinkdowntoearth.com and use promo code podcast10 for 10% off your first order. Welcome back to the Down to Earth podcast. Our guest today is Dr. Keneally. Dr. Keneally is a prominent leader in the integrative and functional medical field with over 30 years of experience taking the best of all sciences, including homeopathic and conventional treatments for cancer, chronic illnesses, nutrition, and lifestyle approach. She is the medical director of two unique clinics in Irvine, California, the Center for New Medicine and Cancer Center for Healing. The combined clinics have become the largest integrative medical clinic in North America and are visited by patients worldwide with 65,000 patients and growing. Patients receive scientifically based treatments and receive integrative protocols. She has created an acute awareness for the need to focus on cancer prevention, providing unique testing to determine the early stages of cancer years before a scan reveals or is recognized. She is also the author of two books, Be Perfectly Healthy and The Cancer Revolution, which has revolutionized the landscape of medicine. In 2017, she was named one of the top 50 functional and integrative doctors in the country. This is one of our personal favorite episodes to date, and we hope you enjoy it just as much as we did. Here we go.
Welcome to the Down to Earth podcast.
We're your hosts, sibling duo, Jonathan and Lorena.
In this podcast, we'll be spilling the tea on all things health and wellness related.
This podcast is designed to motivate you to take care of your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
We'll be bringing on doctors, healers, fitness experts, business leaders, and innovators.
Thanks for joining us in our mission of making the world a healthier, happier, and a more down-to-earth place. Here we go.
Hi, Dr. Keneally. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
How's everything going?
Fabulous, fabulous. Great to share valuable information with you guys.
Wonderful. Well, we're both super excited to be big fans of your work. I'd start off by getting to know a little bit more about your story and what ultimately propelled you to pursuing a career in medicine.
Well, started a long time ago, and I was 16. I went to Catholic school, and I loved biology and chemistry. And I said, what could I do that I can talk to people and use my ability of understanding biology and chemistry? So I started early on at 16, wanting to go to medical school. So college, medical school, and then at 16 years of age, my parents received a letter stating that a medication that was given to my mother to prevent a miscarriage and stop bleeding were given to my mom that I ultimately received. And that drug was called DES, diethylstilbestrol. And diethylstilbestrol was given in the 50s to prevent miscarriage and stop bleeding. So they found out that medication 16 years later caused cancer in both male and female offspring, and cause hormone problems, anatomical problems, infertility problems. And so I've kind of had a health detour. I'm 64 years of age, 35 years in practice, many health detours, okay, that have taught me what I know. I tell people I have a degree in experience medicine. And because when you read a book, today the world is full of information. You can learn anything, all right? And medical schools all use the same books, but it's what are you going to do to apply and execute? And then if you have the problem, everybody is unique. Every individual is an original. So what works for one person may not work for the next person. And we all want to pigeonhole, put everybody on a conveyor belt and give everybody the same thing, but you can't do that. It's impossible. That means you would just have this formulary, which kind of exists today in conventional medicine. If you have high blood pressure, you get one of these five classifications of drugs. If you have diabetes, these are the meds, et cetera. But we have to, you know, completely change the medicine, because medicine is not helping people. It's sick care, not health care. And then again, everybody wants to just, whether you have cancer, whether you have heart disease, whatever, you get the cholesterol lowering medicines. It's not why, where, when, and how did you get here? But this is what we do, and this is how we treat. And I tell people, look, if American healthcare system is so great, why do we rank 43rd in healthcare? So that means we're third world countries are doing better than us. Why do we spend twice as much than any other country in the world? And we have 60% of the population, young and old, ill. So obviously our paradigm is not working to take care and restore health to humanity. And I feel like I just want to teach you how to achieve excellence and exceptionality in your well-being.
That's amazing. And you've helped so many people through a very scary topic. Cancer is a very scary topic for a lot of people. I'm sure that when people first get diagnosed, they have a lot of fear and a lot of confusion. And something that I find really interesting is that over time, it seems that society is spending more and more on their health, their wellness, their fitness. But cancer, as well as the other major diseases that plague this country, are on the rise. And we start seeing it in younger and younger populations. So why do you think that is? What are some of the factors that are leading to that?
Right. So first of all, for everybody listening, the number one cause of death is still heart disease. Okay. Mm-hmm. Despite the 20 years of use of cholesterol lowering medicine, heart disease is still the highest. So obviously we know those cholesterol lowering drugs are not preventing and or treating heart disease.
No.
Number two is cancer. Cancer and heart disease are almost neck and neck. And then the third leading cause of death is the medical system, properly prescribed use of medicine and errors. So that was done by Johns Hopkins. And you're right. So disease is only increasing. Cancer is 1 out of 2 men and about 41% of females. All right. Despite all in 40, 50 years, Nixon declared war on cancer back in 1970. In 50 years, we have not seen any improved chance of survival for cancer or the prevention of cancer. And of course, American Cancer Society and all the foundations and charities, et cetera, no one focus on prevention and early detection. Stage zero of cancer, all right? Stage zero of any disease, heart disease, we now have the knowledge, the working knowledge, prevent and early detection of heart disease and cancer. And we need to be implementing this so people are not going to the emergency room. They're not going to the hospital. They're not needing entire, surgery, chemo, and radiation, which come with their own harm. And so that's our focus at our clinic, is to prevent an early detection. Yes, we treat other, hormone problems. And, I tell people, you're a holistic system. So if you are a physician today, you need to be a good internist. You need to be a good gastroenterologist, a good infectious disease, a good endocrinologist, et cetera. So you've got to know all systems. And then when you get a very serious thing, then you would send it to the specialist to get, maybe a proper treatment of something. So if you have a brain tumor, we're going to have to send you to a neurosurgeon. So, but the key thing is prevention and early detection of all diseases. And that's where we're going, because, wellness has become 2020 vision in the last year and a half, because, people have been worried about getting sick and preventing illness. And of course, with the news, they have put on the news a very, very, cases is not what's really happening. Cases are a lot of people recovered, and nobody talks about recovery of, at this past illness. So
let's talk a little bit about early detection, because obviously the past year, some individuals weren't able to get their normal blood work or screenings because
that's right,
they couldn't go into physicians' offices. So what are tests that some people should be asking their doctors for, especially now that things are starting to open up again?
Right. So typically when you go to a doctor, he or she will order a chemistry panel, which looks at your kidney, electrolytes, and liver. they will order a CBC, which looks at your white count and your hemoglobin, and they will order a cholesterol. So those are primarily the three things that I see around the world. Even in cancer patients, they just order a chemistry and CBC. So they never check a C-reactive protein, which is a nonspecific marker for inflammation. Inflammation is the precursor to all diseases. So your CRP, which is something easy, very inexpensive to order, should be less than one. And if it's over one, you should be partnering with an integrative functional practitioner who can help you address that and get that down. What causes high CRP? Toxicity, bugs, all kinds of unfortunate nutritional deficiencies, essential fatty acid deficiency. So it's something that you can address. Drugs do not fix C-reactive protein. The other thing that I check on every single person is hemoglobin A1C. Hemoglobin A1C is a reflection of your sugar over 90 days. It's also a reflection of aging and glycation. Glycation is protein folding. I call it wrinkling. We know if we have a high hemoglobin A1C, we're already seeing microscopic damage in the cell. So hemoglobin A1C precludes you. Patients with high sugar tend to have a higher predisposition for cancer and heart disease and probably all illnesses because your cells are weakened. So you want to have a hemoglobin A1C probably about 5.0 to 5.2. All right. So the lower that number is, the better your cells work for you. Vitamin D influences over 3,000 genes in your body. It's phenomenal for prevention viruses. It's important for prevention brain problems, bone problems, heart problems, cancer problems, immune problems. So your vitamin D is very, very important. So those are three things that are not esoteric. That means they can be drawn at any blood test. You can self-order your own blood test today. So it's not something you can. I would, again, encourage patients to partner with a practitioner who is going to co-labor with you and partner with you and guide you to a healthy path. If they're not doing that, then it's time to change to a practitioner who is going to do that, okay? Now, there's some other blood tests that I do, and I talk about them in my book, but DHEA sulfate. DHEA sulfate is a very important hormone for young people and old people, but when you're young, it tends to be good. But again, young people are having the problem of older people. So DHEA is your hormone of stress, immunity, and longevity. It is the most powerful hormone in repair in your body. So it's something you want to have optimal. So when you're about 30, that number is about 300 to 400. Okay, so you guys could check your own. And if it's not that we know that you already have some adrenal hypofunction. Thyroid plays a big role in cancer. If you have low thyroid, you have higher predisposition. And when we check thyroid, we can't just check a partial thyroid. We've got to do a complete thyroid panel, including, thyroid antibodies, free T3, free T4, reverse T3, all of these, we have to order a complete because thyroid diseases are increasing in the population today. So you've got to look at it. You've got to probably order a thyroid ultrasound to make sure you don't have thyroid nodules or cyst or goiter. But thyroid diseases are on the rise. So it's a very important part of the patient workup, but especially with patients with cancer. The other blood test that I like to do is NAGLase. NAGLase is an enzyme that's made by viruses and cancer. If it's elevated, we know that there may be a problem with viruses and or cancer. So it's a test that it's done by a specialty laboratory, but very, very important part of the workup of a patient. The other thing that I do is something called PHI. PHI is the enzyme of hypoxia. Otto Warburg got a Nobel Prize that cancer is a low oxygen, sugary, acidic environment. So we want to check that. Your number should be below 30. It's done by a laboratory in Florida called American Metabolic Laboratory. they actually have a screening profile called the cancer profile that checks your thyroid, CEA, which is a nonspecific marker for many cancers. It has the liver function test, and it has quantitative HCG. HCG is malignancy marker, okay? Now, it's not always elevated in every patient, but again, we have to use many tests to come up with the tapestry of what's going on. All of these is you're acquiring data and information so you can make the best assessment of the patient. If you just do chemistry and CBC, I will tell you, I have stage 4 cancer patients on paper look great. So Wow. Do not rely on just a simple blood test, because I had a patient come in the other day, a week ago. She had already done surgery, chemo, and radiation. She came to see us because, one, to recover from the surgery, chemo, and radiation, because you all should always should be using counterbalancing techniques when you do biopsy, surgery, chemo, and radiation, because those are all injurious and immunosuppressive, okay? So patients should all be guided in that area. So she came to see me while she was having back pain, and I ordered an MRI, and what do I find? Bone mets. So I order comprehensive blood testing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, her markers aren't elevated. Nothing was affected. And I'm like, this is unbelievable that your blood test that doctors just routinely use all the time, and they say, oh, your blood work looks fine. If your blood works fine, do not use that as a barometer of being healthy. Everyone uses that as being healthy. I tell people that's a misguided. Yes, it's part of the workup, because, for example, if you're anemic, your blood work shows that. If your liver function tests are abnormal, it shows that. If you're in kidney failure, which a good part of the population is, then, you know, it guides you that. But it's not the end all. The other blood test that I do is called the circulating tumor cell test. So there's a lab in Greece called RGCC. They've been around for about 17 years. They're already all over the world. They're used by physicians. They have the highest international laboratory certification that you can have. I am no affiliate. I just order the blood and send it to Greece overnight. And I've been using that for probably 8 years. There's a panel on there called the Oncotrace. Now, the Oncotrace is a blood test that detects circulating tumor cells. What are circulating tumor cells? From one cancer cell to a tumor takes about 10 years. So that means we have 9 years of fabulous opportunity to prevent disease. Just like with heart disease, just like with diabetes, that's why every doctor should be practicing preventive, proactive, personalized medicine. Every doctor. But they got to go learn. They got to go study it. So the one cancer cell is made in the right perfect conditions, right? When it gets to be a size of 1 to 2 millimeters, that's this teeny tiny, right? It starts releasing circulating tumor cells. Circulating tumor cells are there present most of the time before the tumor develops. So I use it as a screening. I try to get all the patients because it's a very inexpensive test for the value you get. Because if you get diagnosed with cancer, there's nothing fun, right? You're scared to death. God only knows what surgery or chemo or radiation you're going to use. And everybody tends to get the same treatment protocol, right? There's nothing individualized, and the stress of it. And then once you get diagnosed, you're like, you can't get, you know, you're always worried. Is it coming back? Is it coming back? Is it coming back? Okay. So circulating tumor cells are really the future of oncology. Because if we did this routinely, now there is a blood test available in the United States. It's called Biocept. But when I used it years ago, I sent 25 specimens. And I like the people, I like the concept, but I sent 25 specimens to their lab and everybody came back zero. And these patients all had cancer. So it's not reliable. I use other testing to try to see if I can possibly come up with something else. I haven't found anything that is as reliable as the RGC circulating tumor cell test. Now, the other test that I do is I believe that everybody should get a bioenergetic evaluation. So we're energy beings, right? All of us. So like when you hug somebody, there was an energy transfer, right? So we know that all of our cells have photonic energy, all right? So we have acupuncture points, which have been determined for, you know, thousands of years, right? So we do something called the acupuncture meridian assessment. So the technician checks the acupuncture point and we see the energy flow or lack thereof in the energy flow. Now, this was discovered by Reinhold Voll. Dr. Voll was a physicist, medical doctor, who used to originally teach all the patients by hand because computers weren't available back in 1940. So this has all been computerized now. And I learned about it from a gentleman 23 years ago who was a survivor of sarcoma. Now, if you know anything about sarcoma is a tumor of the muscle. It is very, very, very difficult to treat. Surgery is the only treatment. Chemo and radiation typically doesn't work on sarcoma. So anyway, he taught me about this and I've been utilizing it in my practice. Again, you do not use one tool. You'll use many tools to assess any patient. But energy precedes action. If I throw a baseball in this window back in front of me, a lot of energy took place before it crashes into the window, correct? So if we look at the bioenergetic imbalances, those are forecasting that there's something wrong in the body and we can fix those before the earthquake happens, correct? So I use that again, and I know it's foreign for conventional medical doctors, but once conventional doctors learn about functional integrative medicine, now that is a very, very broad topic because there is an enormous amount to learn. I tell people in the literature today, there's 1.2 million articles produced a year. Well, you'd have to have a team of 50 people and or more to analyze that information. And you'd have to be open to all the information. So you can't be just, oh, I just want to read this. You have to say, I need to look at all of it. Like a lot of people think about natural substance. They go, oh my God, I was looking at somebody's Instagram the other day and she's a registered dietitian. And she goes, oh, vitamin C doesn't work on cancer. And I'm like, what? Okay, how can she be saying this? Okay, vitamin C has been studied for about 100 years for many conditions. It's the antidote for like every toxin and every bug. I mean, please, this is like completely erroneous information. I'm like, where is she getting her information? And so it's very, very serious because the dis and misinformation, we don't want, you know, we need to make sure that we're clarifying this and making sure people get the right information. And I'm not saying I know everything because I don't, and you don't know everything, but we collaborate and cooperate with one another to get the right information out there. And, you know, we can't just focus on what's going on in 2021. We have to go back 100 years. You know, 100 years ago, all doctors had apothecaries and they made everything in their office to take care of you until the first patented drug could be disseminated and you could make a lot of money. But nature trumps everything synthetic and chemical. I'm not saying that somebody may or may not need a medication, because I have had patients in emergency situation where medications were lifesavers. Okay. And for example, if you have sepsis, you need to be in the hospital and you must be getting IV antibiotics. But again, we should be preventing that. So if we're good practitioners, we would be preventing these situations, correct? 100%. Not always. You know, hospitals in the United States of America are phenomenal at emergencies, okay? But the treatment of chronic diseases, that is where the big gap is. And that's why we have to get down to all the fundamental causes of what's creating the perfect storm in every single patient.
I'm glad that you're sharing all this, because I feel like for a lot of people, the topic of cancer, any of these diseases, seems very doomsday. But knowing that with the right care, there's so many options of tests and screenings that you could do to really see where you're at in preventing it, or if you're getting close to a situation where you have to take more major care of yourself because you're getting close to potentially having a major health issue, that should give all of us a lot more hope that there are a lot of measures that we could take to help prevent this.
Right. Well, I tell people self-care is going to be the new healthcare. So yeah. I teach my patients how to take care of themselves. I said, my goal with you is to see you once a year. That's when I'm doing my job. But so I empower and educate to my patients so they can learn how to do daily self-care. And that's what it requires. You know, health yeah. is a process, not an event. You're like, you don't learn how to play the piano in a week. It takes years. Well, I tell people there's no finish line to health. It's an ongoing process. Perfection is not the goal, but daily doing what you need to do to take care of yourself, which you guys know because you follow on Instagram. I talk about it all the time. We don't get sunlight. We don't move. We need time for peacefulness, all these things. And Definitely. So people should not be living in fear. We need to live in knowledge and understanding. And everyone should be going, when they go to an annual checkup, they should be getting a really good comprehensive blood work. And again, these are not unusual blood works. These are very typical routine blood works, okay? Then they should be getting a great physical exam. Telephone and Zoom is not a physical exam. You should be seeing 3D a doctor, because the physical exam is very, very important. I know because I've been doing phone and Skype long before this outbreak. Okay. And when I'm always amazed when the patient comes in to see me and I'm like, oh dear, oh dear. I am like astounded at, you know, their physical exam, because how are you going to look at their eyes, the whites of their eyes? How are you going to look at their ears? How are you going to look at, you know, their thyroid and palpate? How are you going to feel lymph nodes in the body, right? How are you going to look at their tongue? Their tongue tells you lots of things. Looking at their fingernails tells you lots of information, okay? So we don't want to rely on telephone and Zoom for healthcare. Yes, it's helpful if I already saw you or I'm going to see you, but not for everything, because physical exam, how am I going to do a proper breast? How am I going to do proper examine of your abdomen, et cetera? Because I feel like medicine is like, okay, we can just do telehealth and Zoom. And I'm like, okay, that's great for something small. But when we're talking about getting a comprehensive physical, you know, there's a great book written a long time ago, The Art of the Physical Exam, and it goes to detail every single part of the body and how critical this was 100 years ago, because that's all doctors had. They didn't have lab tests. They didn't have all of this sophistication that we have. And we're relying on paperwork, you know, chest x-ray scans, blood work, but that's not the patient, okay? That is not the physical exam of the patient. And so we need to, you know, get back to that. I know this year has gotten away because everybody's doing Zoom and telehealth, but, you know, that's good for small little situations. But for great management of a human, we must have a 3D, you know, understanding and physical exam of the patient at least once a year, or if something new comes up. The physical exam is just as important as the blood test. You look at people's toes, right? A lot of people have fungal infection. So we know that that's a systemic problem, because your toes grow from the inside out. Everything grows from the inside out. So it's very
everything, right?
Right. And it's interesting. I find that prevention and early detection, you know, ground zero of disease, is very easy to achieve. And I do believe that people are now really start to understand health. See, we don't esteem health as the most important value. I always tell patients, you know, health is your most important value, because how are you going to work? How are you going to take care of yourself? How are you going to be a good mommy, good daddy? a good employee, a good member of our community, because we are all inextricably connected, right? So we all, even though I just met you, I'm connected to you. So how you live affects directly and indirectly affects me. So we need, if we're going to be a thriving community, if we all try to achieve health on a daily basis, right? And we can help each other on an emotional, psychological level, because we've all had problems and traumas and dramas and life experiences that we can help each other be the best we can be.
Absolutely. Definitely. And I think a lot of people look at wealth as a top value, but once your health is gone, all of that really means nothing.
Right. All the money in the world does not buy your health. You know that. You've heard that. Lots of people talk about that. You know, people in history that all the money did not help them. Right. And I tell people, if you don't schedule your health, your illness will schedule you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. So, and I, the other line that I've been using for a couple of weeks, it's, I tell people, life is a choice. Disease or discipline?
Love it. Discipline.
People get that. Okay. Yeah. And I tell people, I'm just the messenger of these rules and laws. Like, we all have to learn. And it needs to start, you know, with mommy, wannabe mommies, because the wannabe mommies need to have their vessel all healthy. Okay. And they need to, in this day and time, we need to be cleansing for probably 6 months before you even think about a baby. And then the intention set, you have to set this beautiful intention to have the most perfect miracle that you could possibly have. And then in the pregnancy, you need to be living the life to produce this miracle, because we know that chronic illnesses, autism, autoimmune, allergies, ADD is only increasing by the day. When I was a little girl growing up, there was no obesity, there was no ADD, there was no cancer, there was no diet. We didn't have, nobody was sick. Nobody. Okay. And if you talk to people that are 60 plus years old, they will tell you the same thing. Nobody had all these chronic diseases. So we should all be screaming out loud, like, why is this happening? What can we do about it? How we can make everyone healthy? That's what we should be doing. We should be esteeming health in its highest form and be telling people and ringing the bell every day on how we can all achieve optimal health.
And I feel like a really big misconception in our society is, if you're young, you don't need to think about it. Eat what you want, do what you want, worry about it when you're older. So something I wanted to ask you is, with a lot of these labs and preventative measures, when is the right age to start? Because I've always been very health conscious, and friends of ours would always say, why do you care? You're a teenager, you're in your 20s. You don't need to think about this yet. So when
that's a very good point, because I used to always say, you kind of have a warranty into your 40. But now, you know, I have 30-year-olds here with breast cancer. Okay. And I have patients here with PCOS, and I have young patients, 20-year-olds with all kinds of problems. So I believe your maturation of your body is around 18. You know, for a boy, it really is a couple of years, even, you know, more, probably more like 21 or 22. For a female, it's pretty much 18. But when I have a young person come in to see me, I do everything. I check their adrenals. I check their hemoglobin A1C, because I don't want them to have diabetes, right? And you would be surprised. I have 11-year-olds that already have high sugar levels, okay? Because after the year 2000, 1 out of 3 children have diabetes. So why isn't every doctor checking for diabetes? This has been going on for 21 years, okay? I'm not the only doctor that can possibly know this. So that means every man, woman, and child should be checking or prediabetes and diabetes, correct? So I would like to just do a comprehensive blood test on a patient, then make sure teaching them, you know, what they need to know. And the bioenergetic test, if they really have significant problems, I will always do that. And these are, you know, a comprehensive blood test, if you do not have insurance, is only a couple $100. It's not like it's expensive today, fortunately. And the bioenergetic test is only a couple $100. So it's not like, you know, save your money on a concert and Starbucks and whatever. Verify your health, Okay. I tell people, if you don't test, you're guessing. So verify your health and then learn how to live healthy. I mean, I've had 7 kids. So my twins are 27. So I started out with green juices, you know, no cereal for breakfast, eating right and everything. My twins, who are the youngest, they're 27, they've never taken a medication in their life. And they've never missed a day of life, if you know what I'm saying, like called in sick for something. Because, you know, I held and then I did all kinds of things naturally. If you just take, you know, kids get well in 4 hours, you know, you give them some vitamin C, a tincture of echinacea and astragalus and a little silver and, you know, they're good to go in 4 hours, you know. And this is the thing that mommies need to know. They need to like know like these little things, you know, and then you want to know like, you've got to nurse your baby. You've got to feed your baby. You can't be feeding your baby's fake food. Like I never used a jar of baby food. I made all my baby food. And now they said this year that there were heavy metals in every baby food tested, including organic. So you've got to do your own stuff. You can't rely on somebody else to take care of your baby. You've got to rely on yourself, choosing the food that you know is best for them. You know, I made my kids lunches. I didn't allow them to have lunch at school because it's not healthy. I promise you. They don't care about you, right? They just care about what they're, you know, doing and whatever the money they're making. But you've got to pick your own stuff, just like going out to eat. Let's face it, you know, unless a restaurant is dedicated to having the best ingredients, organic, not storing things, not using bad oils, canola oil, all those other bad oils. You know, you should, unfortunately, you know, you should be knowing that. I mean, and all restaurants can start embracing this philosophy. In fact, you know, a lot of the food companies, delivery food companies are focusing on local, you know, using local farms, et cetera, and like that. But everyone needs to be aware of that. They just don't know it. I was looking at the new graph that they are putting on, they want to put on food and like Cheerios was okay. I'm like, what? So anyway, and butter and meat is not good and eggs. So I'm like, what? So we have to get the right information because you're fighting big companies, you know? Look at Nabisco. They don't care about what's in there. If you look at the ingredients, you have to study. You've got to really study ingredients because ingredients, a lot of it is not good for you.
And even when you look at some of the ingredients, the same
marketed.
Yeah. Yes. But even like the same foods that are banned in other countries are allowed here, certain ingredients.
That's right. I had a patient from Czechoslovakia yesterday and she was saying like, you know, like you aren't allowed to have the stuff that we allow here. You know, if you look at the way wine with all the chemicals, if you look at the produce, everything, it is tainted with lots of chemicals and stuff. So
and even corporations, they produce it like, I don't even want to say a specific name, but they produce their cereal differently here than they do in Europe. So it just makes you wonder, why are we getting the short end of the stick here?
Right. Well, and if you look, you know, I was in Germany 4 times. I had a back surgery for my scoliosis 2 years ago. And there are no like fast food or anything. Their fast food is healthy for us here.
Exactly.
So you go in and get a nice with sliced tomatoes and basil and, you know, and the bread is really thin. And that is their idea of fast food. And it tastes like really, really good. And then they have like in Germany, they have an apothecary on every block. So if you go to Italy or Germany, they don't have big CVSs and big, you know, Savons and big, like we have pharmacies as big as grocery stores today. And they don't have that. Okay. They're selling you homeopathy or some other, you know, natural thing to take care of you. And that's the mentality. When I went to go have surgery, you guys, and I went to Germany to have surgery because I found the best guy in the world because one of the side effects of DES caused scoliosis because, you know, when you give drugs in a certain time period, it affects different things in your body. But anyway, I'm alive and well to talk about it. And it was 18 hours. So it wasn't like a quick little surgery. Anyway, but I found the best guy in Germany. And so when I went to the physical exam the day before, they do, you meet with the doctor And I told her, she says, well, do you take any medication? I said, no, I don't take any medication. She goes, what? She goes, every American that comes here, they're on like 10 medications. That is beyond sad. That is just terrible. So we've got to really get our message out. You guys are doing it. We're all trying to do it. We all want to help people have the most exceptional life possible. And I know that that is a possibility because we know lots of people that are trying to do what we're trying to do. So we can't stop. We're unstoppable, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. And I think it's really empowering for a lot of people. I mean, you have some great books. You have a great platform where you're sharing with people so that they can be their best advocates too. If you're requesting these tests from your doctors or a lot of herbs that are safe, you can get on your own, and homeopathy is cheap. So people can start little apothecaries in their homes.
That's right. You should have, yeah. You're right. You should have some staples, you know, vitamin C and D and something for your immune, you know, little things that you need if you wake up and have a sore throat or something like that. So you're right. You should be setting up your own. And homeopathy has been around for a couple hundred years. Very, very effective, especially with children, but also adults. And you're right. You should be having a good little first aid kit of natural substances, you know, topical silver, oral topical silver for wounds and oral silver for little infections. You know, these things have been around for a very, very long time. But, you know, that's not what's marketed, you guys, mm-hmm. You know.
If only it was.
Right. And so this is, but that's what our job is, guys. And we're doing it, you know, and 1 + 1 = 3, right? And so we have to continue the march and the mission because, you know, I just want to help people not suffer. And that's what I see every day is people in a tragic, most of the time, people aren't just coming in to do a checkup. It's usually very, very serious stuff, unfortunately, because I don't just treat cancer. I do everything from human optimization to stage 4 cancer or autoimmune or some rare disease or weird disease and stuff like that. Like, for example, I had someone contact me because their friend has glioblastoma, which is a cancer in the brain. Very, very, very serious diagnosis. And he has all the money in the world. And, you know, you never heard of glioblastoma 20, 30 years ago. Never heard of it. Now it's like popping up like it's normal. And I'm like, this is terrible. And years ago, I had a radiologist friend. Well, he's still my friend, but he would say that like we would do maybe 5 PET scans a month. Well, now they're doing them, you know, 8 a day for one doctor. All right. I mean, that's where we are, is where we have a society that is unwell. And they just don't know the potentiality that they can be well and prevent diseases. And a lot of people think, oh my God, my mom had something, my dad had something. They need to get rid of that thought. Your genetics is not your destiny. And I'm sure you've heard this before. And cancer, for example, it's only 5% genetic. Okay. Most people do not have a cancer that they have inherited. Okay. And it's because how did they grow up eating? They grew up in the same lifestyle. So they're carrying their lifestyle with them because we tend to, you know, live how we grew up, correct? So if you grew up healthy, that's what you, how you live. This is what I see, right? Because, and like I see the patients come in and they go, well, my mother never used medicine. She never did this. That's why I'm here. But we need to be teaching people how they can take care of themselves the best way. And so we don't have to have the suffering and the travesty that we're seeing each and every day. It's not what sells. Prevention doesn't sell. Like if you feel great, you're not prompted to go to the doctor. And I understand, you know, you're young. So you probably most likely don't have something because let's face it, your body's really good. I will tell you, things start changing around 30, give or take, depending mm-hmm. on the person. 40 is when the warranty is really, you know, I always tell people you're on a semi-warranty at 40. And then at 60 is pure repair, upkeep, and maintenance. And you must see the doctor to learn how to take care of yourself and optimize yourself, because hormone problems are a big problem today because we have so many chemicals in the environment that are disturbing the natural balance of our hormones. And so those chemicals interfere with those receptor sites on the cells and therefore result in all kinds of problems. It could be PCOS, it could be cancer, it could be any number of things. So like boys today, young men today, their testosterone is probably half of what it should be. You know, you should have a testosterone of 800 if you're young. But when I've been checking male testosterone for probably 25 years, because what I see is that young people are having low testosterone, infertility's on the rise. All these things are on the rise tremendously. So we have to address the hormonal and detox these patients so their body works for them. And we have to get them on an ancestral eating program so that they are fueling their body in the right way.
And what's unfortunate is I think, especially with females, especially once you start getting your menses, I think our body gives off little signs like fatigue, cramping, bloating, heavy periods. And then young girls are just put on birth control, symptoms go away, and then they try to get pregnant, you know, 15 years later, and the problems are still there.
That
a lot
is
of these symptoms are normalized.
Right. Well, no, and the pill is given for everything, unfortunately, in young girls. And the doctors don't understand that there are acquired problems with the birth control pill. I know if you have a 21-year-old, okay, they're not paying attention, they're not. We've got to maybe give people birth control pills. So I'm not like anti, but I tell them, if you take the birth control pill, you need to do this, this, and this. And also we want to limit it, not so that you take it forever, right? And if you're not sexually active, you shouldn't be on the birth control pill. Like I have a new naturopath in my office, and she was telling me yesterday that she had PCOS, and she's super healthy girl. A young girl, and she had had an IUD for birth control. So she got rid of her IUD and the PCOS went away.
Wow.
So yeah, because an IUD is a foreign material in your body creating chronic inflammation and who knows what else. Okay. And so again, I'm not against, you know, all these things, but if you do things, you've got to have a countermeasure or counterbalancing for everything. Okay. Everything that you give that's a foreign body or a chemical, we need to have countermeasures in place.
Absolutely. Now, you have two incredible clinics, and I believe that combined, you have the largest integrative clinic in the United States. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about your clinics. I know you mentioned that you see a lot of cancer patients, but you also treat other conditions as well as just general practitioner and upkeep. So please let us know a little bit more about your clinics.
All right. Well, I started out in a teeny tiny little office monthly to where I am today. And we have a large group of about 70 staff, doctors, nutritionists, energy people, technicians, great, phenomenal health coaches, phenomenal. We have this most beautiful team in the whole wide world, honestly. And one side, so when you walk in, one side is Cancer Center for Healing and one side is Center for New Medicine. So the Center for New Medicine is any medical problem. It could be an annual physical, or it could be you have chronic illness, you have MS, you have autoimmune, you have hormone problems, you have high sugar problems, you have toxic problem, whatever. Then the Cancer Center for Healing side is people that may have very serious disease. Some people come to me for early detection and prevention. I'm encouraging that so much now because the cancer rates are so high. But other people, they've already done surgery, chemo, radiation, the cancer came back. So they're here for a week, they're here for 4 weeks, they're here for whatever it requires, because I see very, very serious patients from all over the world. And you know, they've already exhausted everything. But of course, no one's told them, you know, how to eat, how to sleep, how to cleanse, how to, et cetera, et cetera. So we try to use all kinds of things that are available over the world and to, you know, help reverse their disease.
I have to say, we've had so many doctors on our show and in general throughout our lives. We've met so many doctors, so many wellness leaders, and you are one of a kind. Like, even though we're doing this virtually, I just feel like your passion and intentions for what you do. And I'm like, I want to become... Even though I'm not in California, I'm like, I want to transfer over my labs to you. I want you to be my doctor now.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you know, I just want people to know what I know And I want them to feel empowered and that they have control over their life and they are in the best direction possible. So, you know, that's, you know, my purpose in life now, because like I told you guys before, I read, study all kinds of things all 24/7, but it's my life experience that really transformed me. Mm-hmm. And you just don't want people to go through, you know, it's like you, when you have kids, you don't want them to suffer, even though they have to go through some suffering, because unfortunately suffering is what awakens you. It's what's mm-hmm. sad. But you should want, you guys are young, you guys should say, look, I want to live the best life possible. And I want to take every knowledge to help as many people as I can.
Thank you so much for joining us. We could have spoken for hours. We'd love to have you back on, better to share your wisdom with our audience. For anyone who's listening to this that wants to follow you, get in touch with you, potentially work with you, where are the best places to reach you at?
On Instagram, KeneelyMD, and then my books, Be Perfectly Healthy and Cancer Revolution. But KeneelyMD, you'll find everything. So follow us on Instagram because there's always a new tip every day.
Amazing. And we'll definitely link all of your books and your websites to the episodes so everyone can find you.
All right. Well, let's stay connected, guys.
100%. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a beautiful day.
You as well.
Thanks for joining us on our episode today with Dr. Keneely. We discussed such important topics, including preventative health screenings and being your number one health advocate. We discussed the foundations for creating optimal health and the effect that epigenetics play on our health. She has a very holistic medical approach when it comes to treating her patients, and her passion and humility are so apparent. As always, if you have any questions, you can email us at podcast@drinkdowntoearth.com or get in touch with us on our Instagram @drinkdte. In the meantime, stay healthy and stay hydrated. Cheers.
Now it's time for you to go out there and do at least one small thing to better your health today.
Always choose to make your life a healthier, happier, and a more down-to-earth place.
Until next time.
Cheers to good health.